Title: Pitch Old School DNB Sampler Rack for Old School Rave Pressure in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build some proper old school rave pressure in Ableton Live 12, but with a modern, mastering-aware mindset. The goal here is that classic jungle and early DNB energy, pitched breaks that feel like they're speeding up on hardware, stabs that bite harder when they're pushed, and that gritty resampled edge without your master limiter choking or your low end turning to soup. By the end, you'll have one instrument rack called Rave Pressure Pitch Rack with macros that make it playable and automatable. Pitch, fine tuning, low cut control, grit, clip push, and a parallel dirt blend. Then we'll set up a drum pressure bus and a simple master chain so the whole thing translates in a club. First, session prep. Set your tempo to 170 to 174 BPM. I like 172 as a default. Create two groups, a drum bus group and a music bus group for stabs, bass, and anything melodic. And here's the important part. Leave headroom. Before you do any final limiting, aim for about -6 dB peak on the master. Pitch-based stuff can spike transients and shift energy into harsh zones fast, so this headroom is what keeps your later loud decisions clean instead of desperate. Now let's build the rack. Create a new MIDI track. Drop an instrument rack on it. Then drop a sampler inside the rack. Drag in your source. For this lesson, thinking men, think funky drummer slices or a classic rave stab, Hoover or a Reese one shot. We're going for that old sampler behavior where pitch and time are linked. When you pitch up, it plays back faster. So inside sampler, make sure warp is off. That's a key vibe decision. If you warp the audio and also pitch in sampler, you'll often get facey, smeary transients, exactly the opposite of crisp jungle pressure. Set voices to around 8 or 4 if you're trying to keep CPU light. Turn the sampler filter on. Choose a character filter like MS2 or PRD. Start the filter fairly open, like 12 to 16 kHz, with a low resonance something like 0.1 to 0.3. We'll control it later, but for now we want to hear the full break. Now we're going to build the pitch control, and this is the heart of the rack. Macro 1. This is rave pitch. Go to sampler's transpose parameter and map it to macro 1. Set the macro range from 0 up to +7 semitones. That's a sweet spot for DNB. You get instant urgency and lift without turning everything into cartoon chipmunk chaos. If you want more wildness later, you can expand it to something like -5 up to +12, but start sane. Macro 2. Fine tune. Map sampler detuned to macro 2 and set it to around -20 to +20 cents. This macro is how you keep the break or stab sitting with your tune's key. And don't underestimate this. Even if breaks are atonal, the way the snare ring or cymbal wash sits against your bass can feel wrong if it's slightly off. Fine tune is your glue. Next, we need to get mastering minded about the low end. After sampler, at EQ 8, put a high pass filter at about 25 to 35 Hz, steepish, like 24 dB per octave. That's your safety against rumble that steals headroom, but doesn't translate on most systems. Then listen for boxiness. A lot of pitched breaks, especially when you push them up, can get thick and papery in the 250 to 400 Hz zone. If you hear that, do a gentle dip, maybe 2 to 4 dB, cue around 1.2. Also, if pitching makes the hats brittle, consider a small cut around 7 to 10 kHz. Now map macro 3. Low cut. Map the EQ8 high pass frequency to macro 3 and set the range from about 20 Hz up to 90 Hz. Here's the reason. When you pitch up, the perceived energy shifts, and the low mids can start eating limiter headroom in a really unmusical way. Macro 3 is how you keep pitch excitement without woof. Now for punch and grit. After EQ8, add drum bus. Starting settings. Drive somewhere like 5 to 12%. Crunch around 10 to 25%. Boom at 0 to 15. But be careful, boom can fight your actual sub and make mastering harder. If you use boom, keep it around 50 to 70 Hz and be conservative. Damp at 10 to 30% if the top starts to sting. And transient, this is big for DNB. Try +5 up to +20. That helps the break stay snappy and rolling. Now macro 4, grit. Map drum bus drive and crunch to the same macro. When you turn it up, you're adding pressure and attitude, but you're not trying to turn it into fuzz. If you find yourself loving it only because it got louder, pause and level match, because pitching and saturation both trick your brain with loudness. Quick coach note, pitching often feels louder because it pushes energy into the 2 to 6 kHz zone where your ears are super sensitive. So do quick A and B checks that are level matched. A simple way is to put a utility after the rack and map its gain to a spare macro, or just adjust the rack volume so when you pitch up, you're not accidentally just turning up. Next, controlled clipping for that printed hot feel. After drum bus, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Turn soft clip on. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, and then pull the output down so it's roughly the same loudness when bypassed. Macro 5. Clip push. Map saturator drive from about 2 to 8 dB. Map output inversely, so as drive rises, output drops something like 0 down to minus 6 dB. This keeps it musical and consistent. Instead of every macro move explodes the level. Now for the magic sauce. Parallel dirt. Open the instrument rack chain list and make two chains, clean and dirt parallel. Your clean chain is what you've already built. Duplicate that chain for dirt parallel, then add redux on the dirt chain. Keep it tasteful. Downsample somewhere like 2.0 to 6.0. Bit reduction. Tiny amounts, like 0 to 3. Redux is one of those devices where 1 millimeter can be the difference between classic sampler grime and broken sandpaper hats. After redux, add auto filter. Set it to bandpass, and band limit it like old hardware. Try a range that lives mostly in the mid-range, something like 500 Hz to 8K Hz, and a little drive if you want. Now balance the chain volumes. Keep clean at 0 dB. Set dirt parallel to something like minus 12 to minus 20 dB. This is a blend, not the whole meal. Macro 6. Dirt blend. Map the dirt chain volume from minus infinity up to around minus 12 dB. That gives you a usable range where you can sneak grit in and out for movement. Pro tip for heavier, darker DNB. Keep the dirt mid-range only. Put in a Q8 before redux on the dirt chain and high pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 8 to 10 kHz. That way the dirt adds threat and density without messing with sub-stability or turning your top into fizz. Optional life 12 extra. If you want more menace, try whir on that parallel chain, focused in a band like 300 Hz to 3 kHz. Mild drive, low mix, that's shadow, not brightness. Now let's talk arrangement. Pitch throws, old school trick. Pitch up moments to lift energy into a drop or fill. Automate macro 1, rave pitch. For example, at the end of 8 or 16 bars, ramp from 0 up to plus 5 semitones over 1 bar, or do a quick jab, plus 7 for a single fill hit. But here's the mastering aware part. Pair it with macro 3, low cut, when you pitch up. Also raise the low cut from maybe 30 Hz up to 70 Hz. That's how you prevent the low mid buildup that makes your master limiter grab and pump. Try a simple phrase plan. Bars 1 to 16, bass groove, pitch at 0. Bars 17 to 32, bring in a little dirt blend, just enough to feel it. Bar 33, the pre-drop, 1 bar pitch ramp plus the low cut ramp. Then bar 34, drop back to pitch 0 and low cut back down. That return feels massive, because your ear got used to the sped-up tension. Now, another coach detail that matters a lot once you start pitching. The sampler start point, when you transpose, tiny changes in start time like 1 to 5 milliseconds can massively change perceived punch. If your snare loses crack when pitched, don't instantly reach for more compression. Go into sampler and nudge the start slightly later until the click and front edge come back. Then recheck whether you even need extra transient shaping. Alright, now we're going to set up a pressure bus so the master doesn't have to do all the work. Group your drums, especially this pitched break rack and other drum layers, into a drum group. On that drum group, insert glue compressor. Keep it gentle, attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, ratio low 2 to 1. Set threshold, so you're only getting 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Makeup off and level match manually. After that, put a saturator as a bus polish device. Soft sign or analog clip both work. Drive 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. Then a limiter, but only as a safety net. Ceiling at minus 1 dB, gain at 0. You're not trying to make it loud here. You're just catching rogue spikes so your master limiter isn't doing panic control. Advanced stability trick. Consider routing. If your true sub like your kick and your sub bass layer is getting dragged into this pressure processing, you might want a separate drum sub bus. Let the kick and sub stay cleaner and more direct, while the pitched break and tops hit the bus clipper. That routing decision can do more for mastering stability than another EQ band ever will. Now, the master chain. Minimal and clean. Optional EQ 8 first. Gentle high pass at 20 Hz, 12 dB per octave, just for infra cleanup. Maybe a tiny high shelf at 10 kHz, like half a dB to 1 dB, only if the mix needs it. Optional glue compressor on the master. Aim for half a dB to 1 dB of gain reduction max. If it's doing more, it's usually telling you the mix is unstable upstream. Then Ableton limiter at the end. ceiling at minus 1 dB. Push gain until you hit your loudness target. Modern DNB often lives around minus 7 to minus 5 LUFS integrated, but don't chase numbers if it destroys the groove. If your limiter is pumping during pitch lifts, do not just accept it. Fix it upstream. Raise the low cut during lifts, reduce boom, back off clip push, or tame harsh low mids. Also, a pressure meter that isn't LUFS. Listen for whether your peaks still jump out of the body. If everything becomes a flat block, it won't roll. DNB needs crest factor. It needs the front edge. If the brake stops feeling fast, it's usually because transients got rounded off. Sometimes the fix is less glue. Sometimes it's changing the order so it's EQ first, then drum bus transient, then saturator clip. Because clipping too early can shave the attack before the transient shaper can help. Let's do a quick mini practice so you lock this in. Build a 32-bar rolling loop. Load an amen into the rack. Program a backbone beat and layer the brake quietly under it so it's giving motion more than dominating. Set macro 1. Pitch. To 0. Set dirt blend so it's barely there, around minus 18 dB. Then at bar 31 into 32, automate a lift. Macro 1 ramps 0 to plus 5 semitones. Macro 3 low cut ramps 30 Hz to 70 Hz. Macro 5 clip push goes up just 1 to 2 dB. At bar 33, drop everything back to normal.